one he brought back to me that I put out for recycle. I was just like clearing out, and it, I started on it was Windows XP. I got into it, tested it, and, you know, but then it decided to die on me. I'm like, well, let's take it apart and see what's wrong with it. Pulled the bottom cover off, and I'm like, oh, yeah, the circuitry got moisture in it, so you can see all the rust marks. And I just happen to have a newer spare, so I pulled that out. The only thing that was wrong with that is the battery's bad, so he's going to buy a battery for like $30, but had a good solid-state drive in it. The motherboard was good. Everything was good on it, good power. So I built that up and had a camera on it, so I got all the bells and whistles on it and put in Windows 10 and then upgraded to 11, I think. No, it's Windows 10. And he was very happy. Very happy, because he doesn't, he works part-time, so wherever he can get money and stuff, he does odd jobs. So I gave it to him. He goes, do you need anything, you let me know. I'm like, well, I got to get these trees cut down. He goes, done. You let me know when you want to do it, and I'll do it. He also shoveled in front of my house, because I got a bad shoulder and a bad back. So he shoveled all around my work van, shoveled my driveway, my sidewalks, and my neighbor's sidewalks and everything. This kid, he's a good kid. So, me building up a laptop is like nothing.
Yeah, it sounds like you got the better end of the deal. Getting that stuff done is not easy. So, yeah, I've got a kid who lives part-time across the way. He's divorced parents, and sometimes he's at the mother, which is lives across the street from us, or sometimes at the father. And we have a huge amount of leaves in the fall, and they get, the city will vacuum them up if you get them to the curb. And it was just such a huge volume, I could not handle it alone. And so I asked him to come help me, and, you know, it was like about 20 trips of putting leaves on a tarp, taking them out to the front and dumping them. So, you know, gave him some bucks, and he was delighted, and I got the job done.